Judith, chapter 9. But Judith fell upon her face, and put ashes upon her head, and uncovered the sackcloth with which she was clothed. The incense of that evening was now being offered at Jerusalem in the house of God, and Judith cried to the Lord with a loud voice, and said, O Lord God of my father Simeon, into whose hand you gave a sword to take vengeance on the strangers who loosened the belt of a virgin to defile her, uncovered the thigh to her shame, and profaned the womb to her reproach, for you said, It shall not be so, and they did so. Therefore you gave their rulers to be slain, and their bed, which was ashamed for her who was deceived, to be dyed in blood, and struck the servants with their masters, and the masters upon their thrones, and gave their wives for a prey, and their daughters to be captives, and all the spoils to be divided amongst your dear children, which were moved with zeal for you, and abhorred the pollution of the blood, and called upon you for aid. O God, O my God, hear me also who am a widow. For you did the things that were before those things, and such as come after, and you planned the things which are now, and the things which are to come. The things which you planned came to pass. Yes, the things which you determined stood before you, and said, Behold, we are here, for all your ways are prepared, and your judgment is with foreknowledge. For, behold, the Assyrians are multiplied in their power. They are exalted with horse and rider. They were proud of the strength of their footmen. They have trusted in shield, spear, bow, and sling. They don't know that you are the Lord who breaks the battles. The Lord is your name. Break the strength in your power, and bring down their force in your wrath, for they intend to profane your sanctuary, and to defile the tabernacle where your glorious name rests, and to destroy the horn of your altar with the sword. Look at their pride, and send your wrath upon their heads. Give into my hand, which am a widow, the might that I have conceived. Strike by the deceit of my lips the servant with the prince, and the prince with his servant. Break down their arrogance by the hand of a woman. For your power stands not in multitude, nor your might in strong men, but you are a God of the afflicted. You are a helper of the minorities, a helper of the weak, a protector of the forsaken, a savior of those who are without hope. Yes, yes, God of my father, and God of the inheritance of Israel, Lord of the heavens and of the earth, creator of the waters, king of all your creation, hear my prayer. Make my speech and deceit to be their wound and stripe, who intend hard things against your covenant, your holy house, the top of Sion, and the house of the possession of your children. Make every nation and tribe of yours to know that you are God, the God of all power and might, and that there is none other that protects the race of Israel but you.